Yesterday was Sunday. On the second and fourth Sunday of every month at 1 o'clock in the day Irish time, I go to a meeting of a Toastmasters club called One Country, One World. What do you think of that name, by the way? The agenda was not coming along very well on Saturday night. So in addition to being the general evaluator, big role at the meeting. You have to stay awake and notice what's going on, and you have to get yourself ready to give people feedback about how well they've done. Give them praise and give them one or two suggestions about how they could do things a bit better, and overall help the club to keep on its drive for continuous improvement. That's the theory anyway, and that was what I was scheduled to do. I volunteered to give a speech. This was confirmed by the boss of the agenda, and I thought, right, I got to give a 5 to 7 minute speech. I'm wondering how much I should reveal about what happened at the meeting. Somebody announced that somebody was going to give a speech which was double the length of the scheduled one. And that annoyed me, because all I could see was, this meeting's going to go way over time. I'll be very happy for my speech to be deleted from the agenda if it helps keep the meeting on time. An act of supreme sacrifice. I wouldn't say that to anyone, because it really wasn't. But it was a bit of generosity to allow the person to give a speech which was double the length of the book to have been. So I didn't get to give my speech after all. During me, I was kind of, oh, look, just go with the flow. Don't be creating a fuss. Facilitate the meeting to go well. A speech from me, which had not been rehearsed. The more I thought about the situation yesterday, the more grumpy I've become. I was inclined to blurt it out, but I'm not going to. I've had to give myself a good talking to, and I'm not going to tell anybody who was at the meeting what I was feeling during the meeting. The meeting survived. It began on time, it went along, it had a reasonably good ending. And sure, that's all you can really expect. You can't expect to be at top of your game every single time. No team plays its best in every single match. It just does the best it can in every situation. Some meetings are better than others, and I'll bet you there are some meetings that you wished you'd never gone to, or some meetings that you wished you'd left early. And that's the way of the world. We are all used to it, and there's no point in being precious about it. It's quite hard to get an orchestra to play in tune under the leadership of a splendid conductor every single time. Yes, anyone who runs a choir would tell you that. They put in an enormous amount of effort trying to get the choir to work together. But does any choir ever work together perfectly? Probably never. So here I am now, probably trying to talk myself out of being grumpy. However, I'm going to go in for a speech competition tomorrow evening. I was going to rehearse the speech that I was going to give in the competition. So now, I'm not going to rehearse the speech. I'm just going to give it. This is all about Toastmasters. However, it is a metaphor for life. You don't have to be in Toastmasters in order to find yourself grumpy. You don't have to be in Toastmasters in order to find a little bit of generosity within your grumpiness in order to let somebody else do what they want to do. You don't have to be prepared for everything that's coming up in life. You can simply do your best. So Toastmasters, that's just a metaphor. An archetypical story, perhaps. And you know what? Like the best of all stories, I wonder what's going to happen next. I wonder what's going to happen next. Yes, that is the teaser, isn't it? That's what you want people to be keen to find out. You always want people to be wondering, what happened next? What is going to happen next? What will come round the corner or over the horizon? Back to the studio, my friends.